Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishma Savi Mori, Rav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Baba Metzia daf Samach Dalad, and we left off at the words Ve'omar Rav Nachman. At the two dots, six lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel and Beis. Good morning, Agitin Zimmer. To Reuven from Harrisburg, to Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen, to Chanach Henach, to Dr. Ron, and to Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen. And here to Harav Eliezer Dov, and to Avram David. I hope that everybody enjoyed their Pesach, and we're ready to march through the last third of Bava Metzia together, Bez Hashem. I think we end sometime in June, if I'm not mistaken. Here we go. Got about another week and a half of Ezeu Neshech. And today's daf is actually an easy daf, as the Ezeu Neshech dafim go. So good things to look ahead to. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh, and good morning, Reb Mordechai. And good morning, Dr. Joe, and good morning to Avram Chaim. Says the Gemara, Amar of Nachman, Ve'amar of Nachman. Haiman de Ozef Shite Mechavre. A guy borrows prutas, coins from his friend. The Ishkach Pei Tofaina. He borrowed 75 coins, 75 pennies, and he counts them up, and lo and behold, there's 80. They agreed to borrow 75, he gave him 80. If the amount of the mistake is a normal mistake that people would normally make when counting out coins, so then you're obligated to give it back to him. But if it's not a normal amount of coins, it's a strange amount, that it's not a normal amount that a guy would make a mistake, you have a right to assume he's just giving you a gift of extra stuff. And the Rishonim write, it's only if the Malva does not ask you for them. But if the Malva says, hey, I made a mistake, I gave you too much, then obviously you have to give him back the extra. And there's even no swearing, because the Lova admits that he got too much. The Ritva here asks, why don't you just ask the guy whether he meant to give you a gift or not? What's the whole discussion? But anyway, it sounds like if it's not a normal amount, Gemara says, hey, Chidami, how much is a normal amount that a person would make a mistake? How much is that? Says the Gemara, hey, Chidami, Chidesha Das Toa. Answers the Gemara, Marvacha, Breeder of Yosef, Be'isur Yasa V'chum Shiyasa. People tend to count things out in tens and fives. In tens and fives. So if he gave you an extra 5 cents or an extra 10 cents, he probably just counted too much. But if it's like an extra 7 cents or 3 cents, so then you don't. Then you don't have to give it back. You can keep it. Ask the Gemara Mele Rav Acha Brid the Rav of the Rav Ashi. Ve'i Enish Tekifu D'lo Yov Matanamai. What about we know this guy's personality? He doesn't give gifts to people. He's a tough guy. He watches every penny. He's not going to give a gift. Says the Gemara. So what? Amale. So Rav Ashi said back to Rav Acha Brid the Rav. Maybe this tough guy stole some money from you, and then he felt bad about it. And he's embarrassed. He doesn't want to tell you about it. So he snuck into the money a little bit extra. You're yotze the mitzvah of giving back the money, even if you don't tell the guy. You just sort of like sneak it into other money. See, maybe he borrowed money from you and wanted to give it back to you and sneak in the extra because he stole money from you. Says Gemara, what about, you've never met this guy before this loan. There's no way he could have stolen from you. You've never seen him before. Says the Gemara, maybe somebody else who you did do business with stole from you, and he came over to this guy and told him, hey, I want to give back the money. When borrow some money from this guy and pay him back, and I want to sneak a little bit of extra money in. So fascinating halacha, when you're allowed to assume that the guy was giving you a gift. A little bit strange, I think nowadays we wouldn't assume that. Guy just made a mistake, but apparently It was an amount that people don't normally make a mistake. Let's continue.
You also assume that he's a bad guy, you say. Because you say, oh, he probably robbed me somewhere along the line.
Right, right. It's like, it's a little bit strange. That's only if he's a tough guy, but maybe he's a nice guy. No, he's just giving you a gift. He just doesn't want to tell you about it. Amar Rav Kahana. Have yasivna b'shili pilkei d'Rav. I was sitting in the back of Shir when Rav was giving Shir. And I walked in at the end. I walked into the back at the end. I didn't hear the beginning of the Shir. I just heard the end. B'shamis d'ka'amar, kari kari. I heard that Rav was yelling out at the Shir something about kari kari, something about gourds, like zucchini. I heard him talking about zucchini, zucchini, kari kari. V'lo yadana mai ka'amar. Reminds me of the story. I like to say this. Rav Shechter used to tell us this guy in Rav Salvechik's here who didn't exactly know what was flying so much. So Rav Shechter, the Rav Salvechik once gave a whole shiur on Tam Ke'iker. Right? Rav Mordechai will remember this story. Tam Ke'iker. When we're going to learn Bez Hashem, we're going to learn Chulin. So this comes up a lot. Tam Ke'iker is one of the most fundamental principles in all of, right? That Tam, taste, like if you have 1/60th of taste, it's batal. It's one of the most things. So after shiur, this guy didn't know it was flying so much. He asked the other guys, what was the rabbi talking about Tom Kicker? So Tom Kicker. Who's this Tom Kicker guy the guy keeps talking about? Who's the rabbi talking about Tom Kicker? So Rav Kahana was in the back of the shiur of Rav's shiur, and he kept saying, Curry, Curry. He walked in the end. He's talking about, no, you're not Stephen Curry. He's talking about Curry, Curry. He's talking about gourds, zucchinis. Floyd Dynamite Kamar. You know what he was yelling about, the zucchinis. So Basad to come Rav, when Rav finished the shiur and left, Amrilu. So Rav Kahana, this was a big Talmud, this wasn't a guy who didn't know it was flying, it was a big Talmud, Rav Kahana. He asked the other chevron in the shiur, Amrilu, my curry curry to come Rav, what was he screaming out, curry curry, at the end of the shiur? Amrili, so the students told me, Haki come Rav, this is what Rav was saying. Haiman diyoiv zuzi the ginoi akari. A guy, he has a friend who is a farmer who farms zucchini or gourds. Delas is like a gourd. Somewhere between a pumpkin and a zucchini, something like that. So he farms these gourds. Because they are sarakari b'nei zarta. And the price in the market is 10 6-inch gourds. For a zuz. For Amar Lei, Yahavni Lach, B'nei Garmida, I'm going to give you for the same price, double the size gourds, 12-inch gourds. One is B'nei Zeres, one is B'nei Garmida, it's an Amma. I know, a whole Amma. I'm going to give you double the size for the same price if you pay me up front. If you pay me up front. For Amar Lei, Yahavni Lach, B'nei Garmida, it's new. Shari! I'm sorry. Isnuhu, if he currently has the 12-inch ones, then he's allowed to do that. But lesnuhu, if he only has the small ones, which in the future are going to grow to be big ones, but right now they're only small ones, usser. Says Gemara, pshita. Isn't that obvious? We learned before, if you don't have it, you're not allowed to pay up front. Says, go no, the same. It came to Mela Karaba. What do you mean? These small ones, he really does have them because these small ones are ultimately going to become big ones. They're going to keep growing. But since now he doesn't have them, it's considered to be usur. This is the opinion of Rav. Came to Mela Karabu, I'm sorry. You might have thought, yeah, came to Mela Karabu, they're going to grow on their own. Shapir dummy, it's okay. Kamash one, since he does not have them now, it's usur. And all the Mefarshim say, what do you mean? He does have them. So, but apparently they say, well, since right now they haven't grown yet, the safe the Achronim, the Biber Beis Aaron, the rivers is the fact that he's allowing them to grow still in his field. And since the Gemara thinks that the fact that they grow on their own, it's not considered as if he has them. So it's considered to be paying early. It's rivers. It's paying early for the fact that you're letting them stay over there. Says the Gemara, Keman, who's this going like? Kihai Tana will bring a riot around from the following price. So another case where we don't have something right now. It's going to be something in the future, and it's usher. A guy is going, and he's on his way to go milk his goats or shear his ewes, E-W-E, female sheep that produce a lot of wool. Baba, black sheep, have you any wool? Veligzos es rechelov, velirdos es kaverto, or to take the honeycombs off of his, the honey off of his honeycombs that the bees produce. Umatzo chavero, and it's going to take like a week to do all, to keep shearing all this stuff, or a few hours. And his friend finds him and says like this. Marlo, so the owner of the goats or the ewes or the honeycombs says, "Mash izi cholvos, I'm about to go milk my goats. You don't know if it's going to produce 5 gallons, 7 gallons, 10 gallons, whatever my goat produces. Machorloch, I'm selling it to you. Mash izi cholvos machorloch. Mash recheli gozizos, all the wool produced by you. Machorloch. Mash kaveti rode machorloch." Whether it's a lot or a little. So if you say it like that, mutter. Aval im amalo mash izicholzos kach v'kach. If I give you a specific amount, machalach mash izicholzos kach v'kach, machalach mash kareti rodo kach v'kach, machalach, I give you a specific amount, usur. Because then you're paying early. You see, what's the difference? In the first case, you're willing to accept whether it's a lot or a little. So it's not like you're paying early for a specific amount. Even if you end up getting more, there's no egger netter because he's not giving him a cheaper price for the fact that it's going early because he has no idea how much of it is. It might be a cheaper price. It might be a more expensive price.
So he's paying him upon production of whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Doesn't he have a fazaka though?
Well, it usually comes out. I don't know. Apparently it would fluctuate. I don't know. Apparently, it could be 1 year it's a little, 1 year it's a lot. Depends how much the goat was eating. I don't know. It's a good question. But so if it might go up or down, so then it's not ribbis. But if you say, I'm giving you a specific amount at a cheaper price for paying me up front, so then it's going to be usur. So that's a raya to rav. And why is it a raya? So the Gemara spells it out. Even though the milk is going to come out, even though the milk is going to keep on producing, right? Right now, the way the milk works, right now there's a certain amount, but when you squeeze it out, more gets produced. And you squeeze it out, more gets produced. But even though it's happening by itself, since right now not all of the milk is clear in the cow, And even the shearing, he says, whatever my sheep produces for the next month, it's going to keep on growing. It's going to keep on growing. So even though it's not there at that moment, even though it's going to happen by itself, came into lesson by Yishaita, since it's not there at that moment, all of it, usur. You're not allowed to do that.
It's also the case as a meter is running, he's giving the pay.
Yes.
It's right at that time.
So that's
no time element, no time lag in such a thing.
That's the first opinion. Now, Ika de Amri Omar Rava. So this is a little bit of a strange language. Some say the first version was not Rav, it was Rava. So now we have Ika de Amri, another version of Rava. If the first version was Rav and the second version is Rava, it's a little bit strange why the Gemara says, some say that Rava said something different. Ika de Amri Omar Rava. No, the opposite. Kevin de Mela Karabu. Since the pumpkins are going to grow from 6 inches to 12 inches by themselves, so it's like you already have them. Shaper dummy. You're allowed to do this. Ask the Gemara, but what about the other case from the Brisa? Vatanya. What about the Brisa? Kach v'kach. The goat milk. The wool or the honey is usur? The Brisa says, no, that's different. Hasam. Lav minei karavu. There, it's not going to happen by itself. Deshakli leilahai. You take this away. Va'asi achrina b'duchtei. Other wool is going to grow into the place that you did it. It's not quite exactly the same thing where these very pumpkins are going to grow to double the size. There, you're taking away this milk. Other milk is going to come in. You're taking away this honey. Other honey is going to come in. Hacha, but over here by the pumpkins, by the gourds, minei karabu. When you take away these pumpkins, you're not going to have new pumpkins in their place. It's the very same pumpkins that are going to continue to grow. So that's why it's not exactly the same case. So that's a machlokas by the pumpkins, whether it's considered to be yeshlo, that you have them already, so you're allowed to make a deal on them, even a cheap deal, because it's like, in other words, Ellie, we said before, what's the difference? What's the difference if I give you the small ones and then by you they grow, or I just let them grow, and by either way they're going to grow. So the fact that I'm paying early for them, as long as the pumpkins are in existence, it's not considered a problem of eger neter, of giving more for early payment. Amar Abaye, another case. Shari le inish lemeira le lechavre. It's permitted for a man to say to his friend, Helach arba zuzi achavisa dechamer. Here, take four zuz for one barrel of wine. E takfa birshuscha, iakra. E takfa birshusach. If, right, so I have the money, I go to you, you're selling wine. And I say, here, I want to give you four zuz for a barrel of wine. E takfa birshusach. If the wine ferments and goes bad, so I get my money back. However, iyakri izila, if the price of wine goes up or if the price of wine goes down, birshusi, I get the wine, whether the price of wine goes up or down. So that's mutter. That's mutter to do. Amali Rav Shravya Labai. This is Abaye said this. Rav Shravya said to Abaye, why is that mutter? Hi, karavuschar, v'rochok lehefsidhu. You know, there's two out of the three possibilities. I end up winning because if it ferments, so then I don't lose anything. And if the price goes up, I win. So this deal, he's giving him too favorable a deal. And it should be a little bit like he's paying him up front because he has great chances to win in this scenario. Amale, no. Abaye said back, Kevin the Makabel le Zola, since he's willing to accept upon himself whether the price goes up or even if the price goes down, he's going, so he may not win out of it. He might lose. So he might pay like the actual price or even below the price, even above the price. Kevin the Makabel le Zola, since he's not only going into the deal to win, maybe the price of wine is going to go down and he's going to lose. Karav Lezeh Lezehu. So there's an equal amount of chance of winning and losing, and therefore, it's not considered to be an interest problem. If you would have only given him, if it would have gone up in price, but if he lost in price, and if it fermented, he would get his money back, so then that would be eger neter, would be interest. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hamavis Chavero, oh. If I lend, Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, so Shimon really appreciates that. So Shimon cannot allow Reuven to live for free in his house because that's interest, right? You lent him $1,000, and now, in order to show you how much he's appreciated, he lets you live for free in his house over Pesach. Hamalves Chaveiro, if Reuven lends Shimon money, lo yada b'chatzei rechinam. So Reuven should not live in Shimon's house for free without paying rent. V'lo yiskar mimenu b'pachos, and you're also not even allowed to rent it for a cheaper price than is the going rate, because he's doing you a favor because he lends you the money. That's ribbis. Mipnei shehu ribbis, because that's interest. Ah, this reminds us of a Gemara in Pesachim. What's the Gemara in Pesachim, Reb Mordechai? Zeh neneh v'zeh lo chaser. Hador b'chatzer chaver shalom yidaito. Right, if a guy goes and squats, remember we had the case in Pesachim, a guy goes and lives in somebody else's house. Guy's out of town for a year. He's got an empty house here. Guy goes and lives in the house. I'll tell you stories about, we found DRS kids where they living in people's houses who were not home. I was in the backyard. I was just using the fire pit. They're away for a year. I figured they wouldn't mind me using their fire pit.
With or without permission?
Without permission. Oh. Okay. Squatters. Squatters. I can write a book. Squatters. So this reminds me. I'm Rav Yosef Ben Yomar Rav Nachman. Afal bisha amar adar b'chatz chaver shalomi dato. Ein od tzarech lahalos lo schar. Right. The chaver was not happy with this halacha. Again, if I live in your house without your knowledge, and it's a house that you don't normally rent out, and I am a person who, if I wouldn't live here, I would have to pay somewhere else. This is what we call zed nene v'zed lo chaser. Now again, you might say, if a guy lives in the house, it is chaser, because you live in somebody's house, you blacken the walls, the Gemara says it. There's wear and tear on the house, no? So if there's wear and tear, then of course you have to pay for the wear and tear. But in terms of paying for a full hotel room, a full price, so the Gemara says in Psachim, if you didn't lose anything, I just benefited. It's called zed nene v'zed lo chaser. You don't have to pay the money. Because you didn't lose anything. I didn't take anything. Again, if there's the blackening of the walls, then you have to pay for the wear and tear. But if there's no blackening of the walls, I used something of yours, and you mamish lost nothing. So then you don't have to pay. So, but he'll vow with Dabachatzer, but if he lent you money, then you can't live there because that's ribis. So then you have to pay to show that it's not ribis. If I lend you money and I live there, I have to pay for it. Because otherwise, if I'm just getting a favor from you, it's ribis. Even if you wouldn't normally have to pay for it. Michael Mashman. Tanina, we learned this in Psachim. We learned it in our Mishnah. If you lend money to a guy, don't live in his house for free. And don't even rent it for less than the going price because it's ribis. Answers the Gemara. Imi masnis and havim in hani mili b'chatzad kaim la agra. V'gar v'davad l'mega. If you only had the Mishnah, I might have thought it's only by a house that the guy usually rents out, and he couldn't rent it out because there was somebody living. You were living in there, and v'gar v'davad l'mega, and the person usually rents out. Avol chatzad lo kaim la agra. But if it's a courtyard that the guy does not usually rent out, he wasn't going to make money off of it anyway. The guy with the love of the mayor, and this guy could have had another place to live. He didn't need to pay the rent. Aim low. You might have thought that in a borrowing case, that wouldn't be ribbis because the guy's not really benefiting anything and you're not really losing anything. Kamash Malon, even if it's a chatzer de lo of the mayor, and a gavra delo of the megar, even if it's a chatzah that's not normally rented out, so you're not really making anything, and I'm not a guy who needs to pay, I have another place to stay, so I'm not even gaining any money, nevertheless, it's still a favor. And a favor you're not allowed to do for a guy who just lent you money. That's one version. Yekada Amre, others have a slightly different version of this. Amre Rav Yosef Barman, Yumi. Rav Yosef Barman, you may. Amar of Nachman. Afal pisha amar adar b'chatzav yesh lemidato. Eino tzarech lahalos lo schar. Even though we learned in Psachim that if you live in a person's courtyard, if it's not something that he normally rents out, so you didn't make him lose anything. Even if you are a person who does normally rent out, so you benefited but he didn't lose. Zeh nene v'zeh lo chaser. If the lover goes over to the mom and says, lend me money and I'll let you come live in my house. Now this is not exactly the same case. The other case was, you lent the guy money. At the time of the loan, you didn't say anything. And then after the loan, the guy says, oh, why don't you come live in my condo in Florida? That's the case we had before. But now this version is a little differently, where the guy mom says to him, lend me money. And you know what? In order to show how appreciative I am of the loan, I'm going to let you live in my condo for free. So that's for sure, also. Hilveini v'dar b'chatzeri tzarech la'alos l'schar. So you have to pay him for the condo. You can't take it for free. Mando amar hilveyu kolshkin halveini. The one who says that in the first case, you're not allowed to do it. Kal v'chomer in the second case where the guy said, come lend me money and live in my condo for free. Certainly you got to pay. But the one who says no, it's only usher if the lova says, lend me money and live in my condo at the same time. That's usher. But if you just lent the money, and then a week later he says to him, oh, by the way, come live in my condo. No, that opinion would hold, that's mutter. That's no iser. My time. Since originally when he lent them the money, he didn't lend them the money in that case with the intention of taking the extra favor. Just afterwards, he did him a favor. Less lunba. That is not a problem.
How come we're not talking about mashkan klayim? You know, maybe he would say, lend me money and...
No, it's going in the other direction.
It's the opposite way.
It's not collateral.
The guy who owns the land.
The guy who's lending the money is living in the house of the other guy. He's doing him a favor. He's letting him live in his house for free.
But he said, lend me the money. The borrower is saying, and you may reside in my court.
The borrower is saying...
The borrower is saying, lend me the money. So the borrower...
He's not giving... Saying, he's just letting him... He's doing him a favor. He's not giving him anything.
But can enter that into conversation that I live in my condo and that would be used as collateral?
That could be a different case. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about a case where I just let you, I have plenty of properties, I'm allowing you to live in it for free. I'm not giving it to you. I'm allowing you to live it for free.
Oh, so there's no issue with
that? We're not talking about collateral here. I'm just letting you live there for free. Uh-huh. Now, this also, even if he said it at the time of the loan, Rashi seems to say that it's mutter. Even he lends him money, and the loan is finished, and then like 5 minutes later, he says, oh, by the way, I have a condo. You want to live there? As long as he didn't condition the loan on the living, this second opinion would say it's okay. Right, the Beis Yosef explains in Rashi, right, even if he extended the time of the loan for this. Wow. Okay, let's continue.
So according to opinion, if it was flipped around the other way, then it would be okay as well. Like if I let you live in my, no loan yet, if I let you live in my house, and then afterwards I take a loan from you,
yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. As long as you don't condition the loan on the favor. Now the Gemara tells a story about this. Last story of the daf today. Rav Yosef Bar Chama was Rava's father. Rav Yosef Bar Chama, takif abdi d'inchi d'mas buzuze. Rava's father used to grab people who owed him money. He used to grab their Eved Kanani, and on off hours, he would take their Eved Kanani and force them to do work for him. Now, this was not as payment for the loan, but because these people owed him money, he felt like he could, they owed him money, so he had the upper hand on them. So he has a right to take his Eved. So his son said to him, it's ribbis. They're going to pay you back the whole thing and you're using their Eved. So it's ribbis.
That's stealing.
Oh, great question. Let's see.
Not yours.
Oh.
Against the will.
He would force them to do malacha. Oh, no, but he would pay them food. He would give them food for it. Amalei Rava Berei. So his son Rava said, the my tabat marachi. Abba, why are you doing this? It's ribbis. Amalei. So the dad said back to Rava, Anak Rav Nachman Srili. I hold the Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Avda Nahum Kresi Lo Shavi. Rav Nachman says, the fact that I'm giving him food for his work, no slave works enough to pay for his own food. The money that a slave makes for you, it's not even worth. So I'm giving him food, I'm actually losing on the deal, he said. So it's not interest because I'm paying him food, which is more than the value that he's giving to me. Amalei. So the son said to the father, really? There's nobody in the world who works for you, who's doing more work than his food? Amen, Amar Rav Nachman, Dari Avde. Rav Nachman was saying it about Dari, his own slave, that his own slave, what he did for a living is he was a clown. Demirakid Bekuve. He would go into stores and put on and like dance for people, and he would like make jokes and be a clown, and people would give him a few pennies for doing an act in a store. So that guy, Rav Nachman was saying the food that he paid him was not worth the money that he made him. Avde Achrini Miyama, but there's other slaves that do real, they're in construction or whatever, they're building things. So they do more work than the food. So how could you take these avod? Omele, so the father said, Viter. Anaki Hadar of Daniel by Rav Katina, Amarav Sviuli. I hold like the statement of Rav Katina, Rav Daniel bar Katina, by Rav Katina, Amarav. The Omar, Hatokef Avdol Shachaver of Asma Malacha, Pater. He holds that a guy who steals his friend's every Kanani in off hours and he works him, he's putter. He doesn't have to pay the owner. Why not? Too much downtime for a slave is not good. Denichale, the owner likes the fact that I'm keeping the cleaning lady busy when they go away for a week. Oh, can you please use my cleaning lady? Because if the cleaning lady has off and doesn't work, when she comes back, she's not going to want to work for me either. Denichale, de lo nistere avde. That the Eved Kanani should not get used to wasting time. Because if you give them too many days off, and we just had all these days off, it's hard to go back to work, right? When you have a lot of days off, it's hard to go back to work. Rava, the son, said, no. Okay, maybe you could do that if these people don't owe you money. But if these people owe you money, it's ribbis. Mar, but you, Dad, Kaver the Masiv Mezuzah, since these people whose avodim you're taking owe you money, mechze karibis. It looks like ribbis. Amar of Yosef, Amin Yomar of Nachman, Avli Shomer, just like we just said before, Rav Nachman said, Avli Shomer, Dar B'chatzah Chaveru, Shalom Yidata, in Itzar Chalas, Lo Schar. Usually, if I live in your house without your knowledge, I don't have to pay you for it. Hilvo with Dar B'chatzah. But if you lend me money, and I live in your you have to pay for it because it looks like ribbis. So finally, the father admitted to his son, when you have a son like Rava, you don't get away so easily. I am reneging on this custom that I'm stopping this custom. And there, of course, you're right. It looks like interest, and I'm going to stop doing this. And which is why, when somebody lends you money, you have to be very careful not to do favors for that guy who lends you money, because the Gemara says if you do favors for the guy who lends you money, so that's a problem of ribbis. Some say you shouldn't even say thank you when he lends you money. But saying thank you for lending me money, okay, I don't think we paskin that way. It's called ribbis devarim. If you praise him, you say what a great guy he is, it's ribbis devarim. It's ribbis even with words that could be ribbis. Well, we're going to learn about it later in the fifth parak. Some say you shouldn't even say thank you. Others say, thank you, that's part of the normal loan. But it's a big problem to take favors from people who lend you money. It's an issue of ribbis. Okay, we will stop here. I want you to have a great day.
It's also a message from his father.